It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
The ace is on the case.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Many, many French fries.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall Dick, well, yeah.
5-15-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I absolutely despise Old England and everything about it. God, I hate that part of the country more than life itself.
Welcome to Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City for the AFC Championship between the 12-5 New England Patriots and the 13-4 Kansas City Chiefs.
You can take your cake and you can take your chowder.
Your lobster rolls are amazing.
You can take everything that you have, your arrogance, your pompous mountains and Maine.
Patriots staffer told me early in the week Brady walked into the facility and said, and I quote, "I am the baddest mother on the planet."
Brady takes the snap. Back three steps. He pumps. He looks long.
You can take it all, and you can all shove it into the Atlantic Ocean.
He throws it down the left side for Dorsett.
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
Yes. And he makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
My God!
Get a scream!
Brady takes the snap. Gives to Michelle. Runs it right. First down and more on time. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Oh,
as they regain the lead.
It's the balls, man.
Short motion by Allen Leprechaun. Set it. Give to Michelle. Runs it left into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
And you take 15 plays and you shove it right down their throat.
Well, wait until Sunday night at 9 o'clock when they lose the game to the Chiefs and all the chowder heads are melting down and they're wondering why. Oh, we're not going to another Super Bowl. The Chiefs beat us.
Brady takes the snap. Dropping back. Throws it right underneath. Off the hands of Gronkowski. Intercepted. There's a penalty marker on the other side of the field. There's Cleve Blakeman, the referee.
Oh, my.
Offside. Oh, wow. 55. Line up in the neutral zone. The 5-yard penalty. We play third down.
Brady's going to turn and give it to Burkett. He runs left behind Devlin. He blows his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! And they've regained the lead with 39 seconds on the clock in this AFC Championship.
I mean, what a run by Burkett to take the lead.
Kick by Butker. Head to the uprights. The kick is good. And Butker
clutch.
Sends this game to overtime.
Heads.
Matthew Slater.
It is heads.
You want the ball.
In the pocket. Throws down the middle. Edelman open in midfield. Makes the catch. And then lunges forward across the 45. Brady firing down the middle. Caught by Edelman. On the run.
Here we go.
In the pocket. Throws down the middle. Grunt makes the catch at the 20. And he's tackled. Caught the shoelaces by Berry as he skids to the 15. First down for New England. Second and goal to go from the 2. Allen motions left to right, then reverses direction. Brady under center. A give to Burkett. Runs it left for the win! Touchdown, Patriots! And they're bound for Super Bowl 53!
We're going back, baby! And there ain't nothing you can do about it! America's worst nightmare is back! We're going to our fourth Super Bowl in 5 years. Pack your bags, start our buses. We're coming home, Boston. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. It's not their year, right? It just might be. It just might be.
Kiss my ass twice.
What was your question?
Just what it means to go back to Super Bowl.
Unbelievable, bro. This is crazy. What a game.
morning, everybody. Good morning. And it was a great game. Great game last night. Couldn't have asked for anything more. And at least you are not a Saints fan.
That's obviously. We'll talk a lot about that. I mean, that they got screwed, but
if I was a Saints fan, I'd talk about that call with my grandchildren.
Yeah. Well, they will.
Honest to God, 50 years from now, I will be talking, regardless of what happens to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, because that team has won a Super Bowl within the last 10 years, but honest to God, they had it taken away from them last night.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nuts and bolts. They got screwed.
Wow.
But I mean, you're gonna miss that. You're gonna miss what you saw last night. Years when Tom Brady's gone, just seeing what he did those final three drives: touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. And it was awesome seeing him and Mahomes, who, by the way, is, I'm sure by the time he's done, he's gonna have several rings too. I mean, he was. Just the way the two of them threw haymakers back and forth. But when you have Tom Brady with 2 minutes left, it's just something that you're going to miss when he's gone.
Well, you also, if you're a Kansas City fan, you got to cut, what's his face? It was offsides.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. That's the kind of guy that just like Bill Belichick would just cut it instantly.
Yeah, it's third and 10.
You cost him that game.
Yeah, and you get an interception and you were offsides on that play.
You're not going to the Super Bowl because of, what the hell is that dude's name? Shavarius Ward. Not Shavarius Ward. No, who the hell was that? I forget. But, I mean, it's the only time his name... Oh, D. Ford. His only appearance on the stat sheet.
D. Ford's a good player, too.
Sure. But, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that will get you kicked off a team. And I mean, and it's the reason why the Patriots are the Patriots and other teams aren't, is that it's little mistakes like that. But I'll tell you, that last... maybe 20 minutes in real time of that game aged me about 40 years.
There were four lead changes in the fourth quarter. 38 points scored in the fourth quarter, and then the Chiefs had Brady third and 10 three times in overtime.
Yeah.
And he made three big boy Hall of Fame throws, one of them to Edelman in a tight window. I'm amazed. Just when you think you've seen everything he can do, he does something else. It's incredible.
And
I don't
incredible
want to
what he
down,
did last night.
But he also threw an interception.
No, of course. And that one that on that second drive is just one of the worst. I mean, that was awful. And it was after maybe what, like 12, 13 minutes of perfection?
They thoroughly dominated Kansas City for that entire quarter, and then Brady just throws a horrendous pick in the end zone.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then the defense gets it back on a three and out, and you're like, okay, that's the way it's going to be today.
And that's the thing, is that first half, the defense, you're sitting there just going, my God, where did this all come from? And you're thinking about last week, and you're just like, why have they been holding back all this time? And then, of course, Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. But, man, you are not going to see many games better than that one. And I almost kind of felt like Robert Kraft last night. Does this ever get old to you? It doesn't. Watching Tom Brady with the ball in his hands, the game on the line, it doesn't get better than that. And just between the weird calls, like back and forth and all the drama, that was about as good as it gets. And it happened, right after a game where, I mean, I saw within 10 minutes there being a picture of on the highway where they usually have like the warnings and how long traffic is. It said Saints were robbed.
Yeah.
Like up on the expressway.
Yeah.
One of the like the workers like put it up on the giant sign there. And it's, I mean, you are just, although, Sean Payton's kind of a dick, so I don't really mind it happening to him.
I feel bad for him. I really feel bad for that entire team.
And apparently the head official went up to him and told him they blew the call.
Actually, he talked to him on the phone. Like the second the game ended, Sean Payton called Al Riveron, which I would have done too. Did you see that effing nonsense? I mean,
apparently Goodell, it's not going to happen, but apparently according to Michael Hurley, Goodell has the ability to go back and like change that call or something.
How great would that be if he used his like, I shall change this.
Oh, man.
You know what, though? All I know is that the Saints lost, and it's better for us because I'm spending an hour in front of this guy.
That's my dog, man.
Keep to leave, heading to the Super Bowl, which makes that just for that reason, that makes Super Bowl Media Day worth it. Is standing in front of Aqib Talib, and Peters will be running his mouth too, which will be great.
Mm-hmm.
He's a maniac.
You got Brandon Cooks. Hopefully, he'll say something.
about his exodus from the team.
I don't think Cooks is not going to say a word. Yeah. Any way they give Peters a platform.
You're probably right. But the Tlaib will get one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tlaib will be like number
Tlaib
one.
Tlaib will get one. But if
right
I'm then,
there.
I'm telling Peters to walk out and then turn around and come back.
No kidding.
Don't say a word.
Yeah.
Right, right. He is, quote unquote, sick on media day.
Yeah.
Like, not even the guy wandering the field like the rest of those dudes do.
No, right. And then I would be afraid to talk to him, too. He's just a psycho.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Aqib Tlaib will make it. At least he'll say some funny stuff.
That is one of the most egregious non-calls I've ever seen.
Well, and also in that situation, I don't, like...
He went helmet to helmet, too.
There was two penalties on it. Helmet to helmet and the worst pass interference you've ever seen. And by the way, if he turned his head around, he would have intercepted that pass. Talking about the Saints game.
Yeah, he never looked.
If he would have turned around,
he lined up the wide receiver. That's all he had. And he said it. Give him credit. He's like, yeah, I hit him early. And yeah, I went after him. I didn't see the ball.
Yeah,
I mean, good for him.
Yeah, what's the point of lying about it now?
How ridiculous is it, though, the whole year with the Patriots, the whole season we've been saying, who is this team? We have no idea who they are. They're losing to bad teams. I mean, but the team you saw last night, it went to Arrowhead and beat the Kansas City Chiefs, the best offense, is the same one that lost to the Detroit Lions in, like, horrible fashion.
And lost to Tennessee just as bad. Oh, I mean, it just they got just flat out blown out. Remember the Jacksonville game? They got flat out blown out in three road games. I honestly, after watching that, I mean, looking at the facts, that was my mistake. We said it here on Friday. You know, all the facts point toward a Kansas City win. Patriots are horrible on the road. They got smashed the last time they were in Kansas City. Kansas City is a real tough place to play. The Chiefs were the best team all the way along. I thought Kansas City was going to win that game. But again, it's the Patriots are the Patriots thing. And I got fooled again. Shame on me. Well, I was wrong.
The offensive line just decided to go, all right, we're going to start dominating.
Yeah.
I mean, the first half, they just kept the ball. Yep. The offensive line was getting a huge push. Because I don't think any of these backs is particularly special. So, I mean, they're just running through gaping holes.
And by the way, you could have taken that game from 2 years ago for Rob Gronkowski. Like, if you kind of took it out of time,
you looked a lot younger,
Rob Gronkowski looked great.
Yeah.
Edelman is playing amazing when he's not almost touching muffed punts.
I'm telling you, he touched that ball.
No, he didn't. And here's why.
I thought he touched it too.
They showed two different angles and one on each hand. And when they showed it, you got a clear angle on one hand that it didn't touch, and then a clear angle on the other one that it didn't touch.
I thought
he touched it, or even if he didn't, I didn't think the replays were as conclusive as you did.
No.
I mean, you slow it down frame by frame. It's real tough to tell, and you have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt to overturn that. I was really surprised
that call went
the Patriots' way.
And then it didn't matter.
Yep, and it didn't matter.
Yeah, because they threw the interception right after that.
Right,
yeah. But...
And justly, and again, Edelman, of course, goes right through his hands. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. We'll take your phone call, 617-779-0985. Took an Uber today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I thought the ice would be too bad. Cost me a pretty penny, I'll tell you that.
Huh. What is it? -5? Feels like -5, I saw this morning.
4 or 5 degrees outside with a light breeze.
Yeah. Thought it was going to be a big icy road.
And?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. Oh. It was in an Uber.
Okay. My mistake.
We'll be right back.
Hey, by the way, should we check in? Zolak is texting me. Let's check on him next.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's call Zo.
The Patriots just got back about 45 minutes ago.
Let's call Zo.
Is he doing his show today?
Oh, yeah.
He'll be here.
It sounds like he's listening right now.
Sleep is for losers, remember?
We got to get a quick check-in with Zo. Can we do that next?
All right, let's do that.
Dutcher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. If you haven't heard, the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. Atlanta, Georgia, baby. All I got to tell you is if you book a flight now, you ain't paying much.
No. As a matter of fact, did you see JetBlue doing having a little fun yesterday?
Yeah, their hub's right here. It's good business.
They said, hey, New England, we just added a few more flights to Atlanta for the big game. More than 3, fewer than 28.
Oh, yeah.
An actual tweet.
Hot dog.
From JetBlue, so that's kind of nice.
All right. Scott Zolak, who, of course, was part of the play calling last night.
You haven't slept, have you?
Hell no. What the hell for?
All right. So you have been up Now, what was the flight like coming back?
I got up like 5:30 yesterday to begin with. My old Central Time thing screws me up anyway. Then I saw Wallace tweet, which really pissed me off.
What did it say?
Wallace, don't talk. He already picked the Chiefs, and he hates himself and all that stuff. I don't want to talk to Wallace today.
Okay, that's fair.
So what was the plane ride like home?
Tired, but happy. I've been around this team for some big wins over the years, called some big games. I've never seen a team, outside that 25-point deficit in the Super Bowl, you know, this may be, God, I don't want to say it's the biggest win of the Brady era, but this is a big one. He was emotional after the game.
Yeah, body melt.
And just, you know, sometimes he brushes them off. Yeah, it was a great one. It was a good one. But to watch them explode the locker room, I've never seen a locker room like this. We were in it pretty quick, immediately after it. To do some TV stuff, but I've never seen a locker room like that.
Now,
really have.
Okay, so during the ride home, I mean, even Belichick seemed like he was a little more expressive. He was a little happier than you usually see him after a game like this.
That's a massive win. I just think it's a massive run now. I mean, what they've done, and you know, people laugh at the final two regular season games, but you just beat the two best teams in the AFC and back, right. You know, back to back. And I said, you win this one, they got to be favored. They got to be favored going in. I know it's 1.5, I think, the spread, but I don't know, man. It sucks because Breeze got screwed. It should be Breeze versus Brady. That's what everybody wants. That's what everybody rooted for. But, yeah. I mean, to this game, the final four drives. I mean, I'd go off and look at the play sheet. Look at the last four third downs. They were like 3rd and 10, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
Converted them all.
Plus the interception that wasn't. I mean, that there was a craziness going on in that last, in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you lined up off sides, and I'm just wondering if Brady peeked and saw the flag and kind of reset on it, and then gunned it to Gronkowski on the roof, just trying to think of, trying to get it to him.
That's a good point.
In the game, the brothers are all there; they're fired up.
Huh. Oh, all the Gronkowski brothers were there.
Oh yeah, when Gordy was there, they're like, "Here we go, going again." And I'm like, oh, my God, all over again.
So because it seems like Rob has, even yesterday at the podium, I mean, we're a long way from we're going to the ship, you know, when he would spaz out. He seemed a little more restrained. So you're saying as soon as he stepped away from the microphone.
He's feeling it.
And he was feeling it.
Now, did the parents.
He went back inside, grabbed his helmet. They would all put it on again and, like, slap it around on draft day.
Now, do the parents in the brothers get to fly in the plane?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. Okay, because that would be exciting.
Hell no. Like, they're all there with Goon. You know, them, Goon, and the dad, and the brothers, and just, you know, the big one. I'll never forget up at Splitsville after we won the last AFC title game at home. Poor Bob Sosi hasn't anything to eat all day. He buys pizzas up there, and it was Gord, the big Gronkowski butt, came over and saw sloppy and just ate Bob's pizza right in front of him.
and there was nothing he could do about it.
No, and he said, we're going to eat pizzas again down in Atlanta. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to eat some pizza, man.
that's what he got and took away from the Super Bowl.
He remembers. He's like, man, I'm so sorry. He feels bad about it. He's like, I was hammered. Oh. I'm like, no.
Dude, what are we doing in Atlanta? What are we going to do?
It's your town, bro.
All right. Well, then you promised me there's going to be one night. Fred and I are going to bring you out, and you have to say yes to every place that we want to bring you.
I'm not going to strip clubs. That's where I'm doing that.
No. We're going to. We won't go there. There's a different place we're going to go. It's called the Claremont Lounge.
Where's Wallace going?
If you want him to go, just so you can punch him a little bit around, then he can go with us.
What's up, Wallace? You all right, buddy?
I'm all right. I'm happy.
I love you. I love you. Picked against him. You mush. So I guess the 2-6 show. Billy Lanning and Jimmy Stewart are going to run the show because they picked the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
Three people on the show picked KC. They're going to push buttons, screen calls.
I like it.
And, hey, guys. Yeah, all I know is it's January 21st, 2019. It's ball gag day at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, what was the deal with that ball gag?
Have you seen it?
He said, yeah, I saw the picture. To the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He said, McCone, you can get Tim McCone in here. You could ball gag me, take me in a corner, throw me there, and do whatever you want to me.
Huh. That's an interesting bet.
Work till it happens. I ain't leaving work today until it happens.
No, is this a, throw me in the briar patch type situation?
Yeah, I mean, where did he get the ball gag?
He actually went and bought it on Amazon. He had it
Yeah.
Right. Exactly where to
the
go.
Old Amazon under his bed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right there on Amazon.
He never wiped it down. Yeah, he wipes everything down. He didn't even use a sanitary wipe.
Well, he'd been a bad boy. I mean, you can't wipe it
bad
down.
Bad boys for life, brother. That's a new that's a new jam now.
All right. Well, listen, enjoy yourself, Scott. You're the, very hardworking man. I would like to see right around 2 o'clock in the afternoon when you're starting to see pink dinosaurs and things of that nature.
Hell yeah, run around, man. If you see some squirrel today, go ahead and eat it.
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll do, man. I will see you in a few.
All right. Jeff, go ahead.
I know you guys and Zolak probably didn't take his ADHD medicine because he's all over the place, but he's saying that Breeze got screwed. Mahomes got screwed on the phantom pass interference call on Brady. That would have been an interception. That game would have been over.
Yeah, that was a terrible call. Well,
nobody's bringing it up.
Well, there was, I mean, listen, there were, I would say there's only two calls that I can think of that were egregiously wrong. One was Brady with the phantom roughing the passer where he got quote-unquote hit in the helmet.
And didn't.
Which was written didn't.
Right.
And then there was a pass interference that was a Mahomes bomb to, who was it on the right sideline? I forget.
Was it Watkins?
It might have been Watkins. And they threw the flag there, and that just didn't happen. And I think that led to a touchdown. So both of them were egregious. Both of them were important. But all the rest of the stuff, as much as they stopped the game and they reviewed it, I think they got everything else right.
See, I'm with Wallach. I disagree with that Edelman thing.
Once again, it's because they showed two angles, and if you just watched the left and the right hand.
I saw it, Rich.
To me, it wasn't conclusive. It might have hit his thumb. It might not have hit his thumb. You might be right. Maybe he didn't touch it. And Edelman, who never should have squatted down in front of the ball to begin with.
What was he doing there?
Should have gotten the hell out of the way to start. No. You know, and then the ball skips by him, and he goes, oh, of course, I didn't touch it.
Right.
Yeah, okay. You knew that instantly.
Right.
That smacked of a guy who was guilty as hell trying to get out of whatever punishment was coming his way. I mean, that uncut in a game like that at a time like that, you don't get in front of the ball. Let it go.
That was crazy. I don't know why he did that. But I thought all the other calls, I mean, everything else seemed like there was enough evidence. And by the way,
bad calls both ways is the way I saw it.
Well,
the fourth quarter especially.
And say what you will about Tony Romo. We've ripped on him a lot. He called it. Everything in the last like three drives that the Patriots had. I mean, he was calling everything out before it happened. I mean, from Rob Gronkowski into they're going to run it here. That's going to be a sweep. I mean, he
leave the backs in to chip before they go out.
Like he was calling every play during like the last 10 minutes of that game. And I didn't find him quite as annoying as I usually do yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he was calling the stuff correctly. It rubs me the wrong way sometimes that okay. Let us watch the game.
Your
predictions. I don't need them so much.
Who has the Super Bowl this year?
CBS.
Is Romo doing it?
Yes.
Wow.
Nance and Romo again.
It's a hell of a gig. It's his first year. First or second year?
Second year.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So CBS has got the gig. So maybe Jim Nance will give his tie to someone.
Oh hang on.
Nice.
Felger is protesting the ball gag.
What?
Yep. He's saying, I'm protesting that. He goes, damn straight, I'm protesting the ball gag. After this roughing the passer call, are you kidding me? The refs handed the Pats the game. All right.
Yeah, but that's right. It wasn't the bet, though. It was the bet.
It's win or lose, right?
That's what it was. I think if they go to the Super Bowl, he has to wear a ball gag and then get pushed around in a corner, which is, once again, oddly specific.
If Kansas City... Listen, if you're on Kansas City radio right now, you're bitching about the officiating. There's no question about it. And a lot of the mental mistakes. I mean, Kansas City had several chances to put that game away.
Yep.
And they didn't do it.
Defense did not stop Tom Brady. Did not make plays. They had plenty
and when
of
they
time,
made plays,
plenty of chances.
When they made plays, they did something dumb.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, lining up offsides. What is that?
I just have no idea.
Lining up offsides? Really? They had them three times, 3rd and 10, to get the Patriots off the field in overtime. And I think they touched Brady once the entire night. Top pass rush in the NFL. I think got one quarterback hit the entire evening.
Well, in fairness, in the second half, they finally figured out that they had to put in their big personnel, and that wasn't going to get a lot of pass rush.
Right, but on passing downs, they still couldn't get to them.
Oh, and I forgot, there's even one other call that Kansas City might have somewhat of a beef with, and that is that Hogan catch. Like, that Hogan catch, that was one that,
maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
That was
Wait, they called that Hogan catch a catch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not saying the second one.
That's not.
There were two. There was one where he rolled and he got it.
and they called it a catch.
All right. Yeah, the officiating, not great in either game.
But yeah, but and on both sides, which is good. So at least both
Kansas
sides
City got a little bit more screwed than the Patriots, but whatever. I just want to know if I want to see Felger with that Super Bowl gag. All right, here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, the Patriots are ridiculous.
Second and goal to go from the two. Allen motions left to right, then reverses direction. Brady under center. A give to Burkhead. Runs it left for the win! Touchdown, Patriots! And they're bound for Super Bowl 53!
We're going back, baby! And there ain't nothing you can do about it! America's worst nightmare is back! We're going to our fourth Super Bowl in 5 years. Pack your bags, start our buses. We're coming home, Boston.
That is some amazing Macho Man Randy Savage stuff right there. I mean, doing a promo, I love it. Tom Brady headed to Atlanta to play in his ninth Super Bowl. No other franchise has more than eight Super Bowl berths, so I asked you, Robert Kraft.
Does this ever get old? Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice? You like it, right?
I'm still waiting for my shirt that's got that on it. So whoever that guy was who made
the email, does.
I know. Send it this way. Send it to the station. I will proudly wear it in Atlanta. An absolute classic at Arrowhead Stadium last night as the Patriots outlasted the Chiefs 37-31 thanks to the wizardry of Mr. Tom Brady and some of his closest friends. The Patriots started with the ball in their hands, and the opening drive, surgical. 15 plays, 80 yards, and sucking up over 8 minutes of clock, all leading to this. All leading to that.
I'm a nice man.
Yeah, as it should.
In other words, he was kicking ass.
Short motion by Allen left with the reset. A give to Michelle. Runs it left into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. New England strikes first.
That's the way you open up an AFC title game on the road. You get your offense out there, and you take 15 plays, and you shove it right down their throat with your rookie running back. That is a big boy drive.
Yep, 8 minutes of clock chewed up. That meant 8 minutes that Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be able to do what Patrick Mahomes does. Brady was near perfect for the first 30 minutes, save for an interception from the one-yard line that killed another slow and effective drive. On top of that, the Patriots D did their work, holding the Chiefs to 32 yards in the first half, which is pretty unbelievable considering Hill had a 42-yard catch during that frame. But the Chiefs came roaring back in the second, down by four with less than a minute left in the game. It seemed like the Patriots would be spending Super Bowl Sunday on the golf course.
Brady takes the snap, dropping back, throws it right underneath, off the hands of Gronkowski, intercepted. It's picked off, and then the ball comes loose from Charvarius Ward, careening out of bounds along the near side. A penalty marker on the other side of the field. Here's Cleve Blakeman, the referee.
Oh, my.
Offside. Defense. Oh, wow. 55. Line in the neutral zone. The 5-yard penalty. We play third down.
Because didn't Romo and Nance originally think that it was a penalty on the Patriots? And so I thought they had said something, oh, it's probably, you know, some sort of holding on Edelman.
Yeah.
And then when it went the other way, you're like, and then they showed the clip, like, oh, yeah, that dude's obviously way offside.
There's no excuse for lining up in the neutral zone. None.
None. None.
None. Well, there's absolutely no reason.
Well, that cost the Chiefs a trip to the Super Bowl because just a few seconds later, the Patriots took the lead.
From the offset eye, from the Kansas City four, Burkhead behind Devlin. Two receivers left. Brady is going to turn and give it to Burkhead. He runs left behind Devlin. He blows his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! And they've regained the lead with 39 seconds on the clock in this AFC Championship.
What stones to send it back in and say, we push you around for three quarters, and we're going to shove it down your throat again behind the fullback. But again, it's the fullback. It's the guard pull. And it's the surge by Burkhead. If it's not Michelle, it's Burkhead. It's white on the screens. It's a healthy backfield that has helped you come on the road to take the lead.
Yep, but the Chiefs, they would drive down the field and tie things up and send the game into overtime. And thanks to Matthew Slater researching the geometric barometer of the magnetic pole of Arrowhead Stadium, he correctly predicted heads on the coin toss and elected to receive. Then what came next?
Well, you forget Slater.
receive. I'm going to receive. Heads. I'm going to receive.
And you could hear just all the nasally Slater just like shooting right through
your TV.
I mean,
he just spazzed out. He was excited as all get out.
I think as they knew, it's almost automatic. When you have Tom Brady and you elect to receive, you're like, all right, we all know. And matter of fact, Devin McCourty was saying that afterwards. Like, we all know what happens next.
Yeah, they line up in the neutral zone.
Well, that was before that. Well, what came next was a series of third down conversions from Brady's old reliables, Edelman and Rob Gronkowski, who declared to the world that he is indeed not dead yet.
From Andrews on 3rd and 10. In the pocket, throws down the middle. Gronk makes the catch at the 20, and he's tackled caught at the shoelaces by Barry as he skids to the 15. First down for New England.
Feed him. Feed the big boy. He is filling it. It is a slant.
And not long after that play, the Patriots win. Zolak freaks the hell out.
Barry had good coverage on that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a perfectly thrown ball. I mean,
but one of three on that drive that were absolutely perfectly thrown.
Yeah.
Well, the Patriots scored touchdowns on their final three drives. Brady was 11 of 16 for 147 yards during that time. And on top of that, 5 of 5 for 86 yards on third down along the way.
It's the adaptability, too. I mean, the Patriots thoroughly dominated the first half. Kansas City had no idea. Patrick Mahomes had no idea what to do. A, he never had the ball. Yeah. And when he did get it, he looked completely confused. Everybody on both sides of the ball looked completely confused. They had no idea how to stop the Patriots. And then they come out of the locker room at halftime. They go right down the field and score. And you're like, okay, they figured something out. They made the adjustment. And the Patriots, who had spent most of the day running the football, were like, oh, that's right. We have the best quarterback on the planet. Let's give him the football. And they changed back. And then, you know, you saw what happened in the fourth quarter. That's the amazing thing about the Patriots. They play many different ways throughout the course of a game to win them games like that.
I mean, it took Kansas City a half to figure out how to stop the run. I mean, everything's nice if you can, you know, pick up chunk yards every time you hand the ball up the middle. If you can put a fullback in and just automatically get 6, 7, 8 yards. I mean, that's dominating.
They were clueless on how to stop swing passes in the first half.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Brady was throwing it to everyone. He was throwing it. James Devlin's alone in the flat. All right, let's throw to him for 9 yards. And then finally Kansas City figured it out, but it didn't matter because the Patriots got just balls out throws by the best quarterback in the history of the game.
And by the way, in that first half, Kyle Van Noy was everywhere.
Yeah, his stat line is ridiculous.
It's got to be. How many sacks did they end up putting on? Was it 4 or more? Because I know it was 4 for a while. I think they got 4 quick ones, and then it kind of...
Van Noy had 10 tackles, a forced fumble, and 2 sacks.
He was a monster yesterday.
They had 4 sacks total.
Okay.
But I go back to the other side. Kansas City had 1 quarterback hit. And Brady dropped back 46 times last night.
They look great. I'm telling you, that offensive line
is great. No sacks, 1 quarterback hit.
Well, here was Tom Brady afterwards. Kids, cover your ears.
I want to say hi to my wife. I love you so much. I'm coming home. Mom, dad at home, my sisters, all my family. Thanks for your love and support. And all our fans back home. Way to go, man. What a year. What was your question?
Just what it means to go back to Super Bowl after.
Unbelievable, bro. Oh, I never, I mean, this is crazy. What a game.
That was a rewinder. I had to, like, see, did he just say that? And then if you're watching the post-game feed, you saw Bill Belichick and Tom Brady meet midfield, and the potty mouth continued.
Way to go, baby. Way to go. What a f***ing game. Love you too, man. What a f***ing game. Could we have that any other way?
Nope.
Hell no.
On the road.
On the road. Great f***ing game.
That was the 4 F-bombers right there.
Hey,
my man's feeling it.
He goes, hey, hot dog, slice. You like that, right?
Well, everyone likes
it. Does this ever get old?
No, it doesn't.
Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice? You like it, right?
Gives him like the double eyebrow raise.
Oh, of course he does. Like, hey, you like it, right?
You like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Rob Gronkowski. Sweet lady. He was very happy afterwards.
Basically what the doctor orders. Or the coach, what the coach orders. Whatever it is, I got a block, I got to receive. It's crucial. The team depends on me in many situations, in the run game and in the pass game. I've been just fighting all year long, so when situations come like this, I'm ready to go, ready to make some plays. So whatever coaches ask me to do, I'm always down to try my best and give it my all.
Mm-hmm. No Yo Soy Fiesta. No, we're going to the ship.
He's mature now. Yeah.
No, I think that he realizes that this is going to be his last game.
Well, do you wonder if, because Zolak was just telling us that all the Gronkowskis were there, that because there was a chance that that was going to be his final game in the NFL, that's why they all flew in.
Yes.
God, but now it kind of sucks because you see that glimpse of, I mean, as I said, that was like the Gronkowski of old
yesterday. But it's a glimpse. That's the thing. He can't do that over the course of a full season.
And you have to remember how he was. I mean, like, he was, you couldn't tackle him. I mean, that's not the way anymore. I mean, he played a very good game last night, no question about it, but it's just not the same.
It's got to be so tough because let's say he has another game like the one he just had in the Super Bowl.
He just had a season where he caught four touchdown passes.
Fred, I understand, but it's about his psyche and what he's thinking. Let's say he goes in and he is just as effective. Let's say it's like a 70, 80-yard game. He's got four catches, you know, and like some major third down conversions, and he has essentially what he had here. How tough is it going to be to retire if you're him?
Primetime Gronk is 7 catches for 120 yards. And a touchdown or two. I mean,
I don't think
the numbers are a bit better. He's better, as good as he was yesterday. I think you're comparing him to what he was during the season. He's usually better than he was yesterday.
He doesn't have to be at his best, which was like year three or four.
Right, they're not going to pay him any money. He's obviously not happy that he goes out and he can't do the things that he used to do. He's got to worry about his future physically. I think that, you know, he wants to win a Super Bowl and walk away.
He's a blocking tight end that can catch, whereas for 7 years he was one of the best catching tight ends in history that was a good blocker.
And
it's much different now.
And you couldn't tackle him. I mean, you couldn't tackle him. So yeah, he's not nearly what he was. I mean, he made a couple nice catches, but let's be honest.
Well, you know, and then there's part of me that thinks the chances of him retiring are even more so if they do win. Everyone wants to go out on top. You know?
I think he's retiring.
And I think he might have even retired last year if they would have won.
I can't see him coming back for very little money comparatively and not being able to do what he used to do on the field. All right, we'll be back. Troy Brown, is he aware he's coming in today?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Oh, he just got here. All right, Troy Brown will join us for the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll be right back.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
Drop back with a pump. Chase by Van Noy. He hits it. The ball's loose. And Mahomes is going to cover up on it at the 26-yard line.
You got this.
The clock is 10 and 9. It continues to count down, and Andy Reid will not take a timeout. The Patriots are going to head to the locker room at halftime of the AFC Championship. And Kyle Van Noy is having himself a night.
That's right. Flustered Mahomes that entire first half, and then the second half, of course, he exploded. If you're a Patriots fan, a lot of moments where you had to think the game was over, and then it was not. And so it was a classic last night.
Okay, so I'm now taking a look at the front pages of the papers around the country. And by the way, Kansas City's is really lame. It's got a picture of the final touchdown. So it's just so close. It says Chiefs push Patriots to overtime to sluggish start, fall short. To okay, blah, blah. But what you really want to take a look at is what is the New Orleans Times Picayune saying?
Yeah.
And they have a picture of course, that awful no call, and the headline: "Reffing unbelievable."
Yeah,
not bad, not bad, not bad. Now that goes along with because it was the same game last year, right? Was it the NFC? No. It was the divisional round. That there was that miracle pass from the Vikings. It was
Lattimore.
Yeah.
Made a bad move.
That
defensive back for New Orleans.
It was Case Keenum to Lattimore. That miracle.
No. Lattimore was a defensive back that missed him.
Yeah.
I believe it was Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
The touchdown pass.
And do you remember the headline then? It just said expletive, expletive, expletive.
Yeah.
Like they had that game won.
Yeah.
And now this year you've got reffing unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, one of the most egregious calls you're ever going to see in one of the biggest games you're ever going to see. I mean, that's got to be. You saw Belichick throw his iPad all over the place.
Oh, it was great. Throwing the tablet?
Yeah.
Love it.
That's got to be a fireable offense. If you're a ref or the linesman or side judge who missed it, that's got to be a fireable offense.
Oh, you can't let that guy officiate again.
No.
I mean, that happened right in front of you. And what happened is he was too scared to throw the flag. He just got, he was, it was too big a moment, and he was too scared to throw the flag.
Which is just the kind of guy you want reffing the NFC Championship game.
No.
I don't know. I don't even know the guy's name who didn't throw the flag. I have no idea. The referee should have said, the referee, Vinovich, said he didn't see the play when they talked to him after the game. Didn't see the play. Yeah. There was a big old Jumbotron in the Superdome last time I checked. Didn't see it?
Did you see Todd Gurley's Instagram after the game?
No.
It's Todd Gurley's.
Oh, yes, I did see this.
You know how like people like exchange jerseys at the end of the game and hold it up and take a picture? It's Todd Gurley standing next to the ref, and he's holding the ref's jersey, and the ref's holding Todd Gurley's jersey.
Yeah.
Now, it's a Photoshop, but it's amazing.
I was going to say. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Todd Gurley, by the way, had an awful game yesterday.
Todd Gurley barely played.
That's just it. Gurley, I think he was responsible for an early pick, right? Ball went right through his hands for an interception. And so Sean McVay said, screw you, you're sitting.
Yeah.
One of the best two running backs in the league. You're sitting down, C.J. Anderson's guy. I think Gurley had 4 or 5 carries yesterday.
Oh, and that's that storyline that's going to make everyone vomit for the next 2 weeks. It's the young genius in Sean McVay versus the old seasoned veteran. Is he the next Belichick? We've already had weeks upon weeks of worshiping at the altar of Sean McVay. Because everyone was like, when I get a coach, I want to get the next Sean McVay.
He's 32. He's turning 33 in like a week.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. I don't even know how he gets respect from anyone out there. And there's guys older than him. Not a lot.
I think it's because of what he's been doing.
It's hard. I don't know how you can command the locker room at that age. But apparently you can.
All I know is that I think someone might need to check in on a certain somebody after watching that game last night. Someone might pick up the phone and say, hey, is he still on his ATV? Jeff Fisher. What's up, Jay Fish? Seems a little team that's got the same personnel that almost the exact same personnel that you had.
Man,
it's going to the Super Bowl.
Take LA and shut it. Me, I'm a Midwestern guy. I like getting out the snowmobile, some tie stick, and just going for a ride. The bright lights of LA don't count on the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Skinner tribute bands come by Kansas City as much as they go, or St. Louis as much as they go by where you're at. If I want to see a damn close enough Skinner. I can do that.
By the way, the
Van Zandt, Black Armband.
Bankroll Boys, Thursday, all their predictions, 4-0.
Oh.
4-0 are their predictions for this weekend. As far as the over-unders and as far as the actual bets, they nailed all of them, despite them essentially being wrong about the Saints game. But, you know, the rest.
You know, that's the way Lady Luck plays.
That is.
I mean, you cannot stop Lady Luck. All right, we have Troy Brown. He's going to join us in studio for the next hour, 617-779-0985. Maybe he can explain how someone as tiny and young as Sean McVay can command the locker room.
Well, I mean, Josh McDaniels, for example. Tiny. He sounds like one of the Munchkins from The Wizard of Oz.
Not as tiny as McVay. And by the way, McDaniel's not a lot of success as a head coach.
No. What I'm saying, he at least gets half of the ball to work for him.
Yeah.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.